So sometimes the mind acts on us and makes us act even before we realize it. Like we get angry and we snap at someone before we even realize it. So what can we do at such times? Yes, there are times when the mind's force is so fast as to be irresistible. And we may feel helpless at that time. But at the same time, if we look at our own lives, it is not that the mind acts like that constantly. There are, if we consider the way the mind attacks us, there are areas in which we can resist the mind. There are areas in which we may find it difficult to resist the mind. Let's begin where we can resist. Once we begin that, gradually we'll become more alert. And secondly, sometimes we don't start fighting a battle because we think of the most difficult phase of the battle that we're going to fight. But no, the battle can be fought on many fronts, and there are some battles which we can win. So we can look at where our behavior, our conduct is changeable, and focus on changing that. That's the first point. Second is that specifically with respect to these situations when we snap out at others, now we can later on observe ourselves and not just look at the specifics of the situation, but try to understand the patterns of that situation. Okay, what are the kind of situations when I really snap out at people? So you see, sometimes it's that in office we may not snap at our colleagues, but at home we snap at our family members. Why does it happen like that? Actually speaking, our colleagues are maybe important for us, our family members are more important for us. But we snap at our family members because we often let our guards down at home. Think this is home. If we let our guards down. When we let our guards down, yes, home is a place where we are meant to be comfortable. We are meant to be at home, as the word says. But still, that does not mean that at home, our inner enemy is not there. So, usually, sometimes when we have, in office, when we are working with our colleagues, we understand, this is a workplace. I have to have some level of dignity. I have to conduct myself with certain etiquette. So when we become too informal in a relationship, even with our close members, if we become too informal, then the formality in a relationship often keeps our guards up. When we become too informal in a relationship, then that informality actually puts our guards down. And then we just burst out, we snap at people. So now, I'm not saying that we have to be formal in all our relationships, but that we have to check what works for us. So the one possibility that when we lower our guards in our close relationships, then we actually speak and do things which hurt others and which we regret also ourselves. So we have to see how we can conduct so that we don't lower our guards too much. We always have to have some level of alertness, whoever we are working with, whoever we are functioning with. In fact, that's the first point. Another point third point related is that actually we can look at patterns. Okay, so one is with whom I get angry. Second is in what situations I get angry. Or third is, so now that means, when I have 4 or 5 things coming up at me at the same time, then I just feel loaded and I burst out. So when I know when I get into that situation, so as soon as I start getting into that situation, that time only I become alert. So it's like if I'm going on the road and I have not seen them in Canada till now, but in India or other places, sometimes on the road there are potholes. So if I know on my path there is a pothole, then I prepare in advance. Okay, there's a pothole over here. When my car comes here, I'll swerve it and not go over the pothole. So like that. Just as we prepare in a physical journey to avoid potholes, knowing when the potholes, we are going to hit the pothole. So like that, in our emotional journey also, we can, if we are observant, this is a situation where I am likely to explode. So at that time, let me just pull out. Okay, before I engage in some dialogue, let me press a pause button. Let me not do anything right now. Let me cool down. So sometimes it may not be possible to pause like that, but on many occasions, the little inconvenience that may be created by pausing, that may save us a lot of trouble which comes because of acting impulsively. So if you can broadly observe what are the situations in which I tend to become snappy or angry, then we can try to check ourselves before we get into those situations. And lastly is that, you know, beyond our power is Krishna's power. So the more we connect with Krishna, the more we chant the holy names, the more we pray to Krishna, the more we start getting purified by the practice of Krishna Bhakti, then that higher power actually overpowers the overpowers our anarthas, our weaknesses. So one is we make conscious efforts to fight against anger. And this is also important for us. But the other is we invoke the higher power of God. And if we start practicing bhakti prayerfully, humbly, then actually our anger goes down. Unfortunately, what may happen also is that if sometimes we start practicing bhakti and we are not careful, then our bhakti practice, actually, it adds to our ego. And then I become judgmental. You know, then my bhakti practice actually makes me more angry than what I was earlier. Like, this is wrong. And I know philosophically why this is wrong. So therefore, I am justified in getting angry with you. No, it's not like that. You know, yes, I may philosophically be right, but I may be devotionally completely wrong. You know, philosophy has to be applied in such a way that it helps people to come closer to Krishna. It is not that philosophy has to be applied anywhere and everywhere, and it may alienate people. I told the other day, when Abhimanyu is killed, and Arjuna is crying in grief, Krishna doesn't tell Arjuna, "Hey Arjuna, you forgot the Bhagavad Gita. Remember the Bhagavad Gita and stop crying." He doesn't speak like that. You know, he's sensitive, he's caring. So, we have to be careful that we don't become judgmental. But if we practice bhakti in a humble way, knowing that, you know, I have certain anarthas, others have certain anarthas. Okay, I may not be battling with the kind of situation they are battling with, but I have my own battles. So rather than thinking that I am superior because I don't have to, I can easily control what they are not able to control. I can think that, okay, just as I am fighting about something which I am not able to control, for them, this is the thing which they are not able to control. So let me be, not be judgmental, let not be superior, let me be more mature in my dealings with them. So in this way, we can actually, firstly, by controlling what we can control with respect to the mind. Secondly, is trying to find, not let our guard down in our close relationships, in what relations we get angry, by trying to find out what situations we get angry in. And just like we avoid potholes, we avoid those situations, those emotional pressure situations as much as possible. And lastly, connecting with Krishna and invoking His higher power to purify our anarthas. By that, we can avoid this impulsive bursts of rage.